Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, May 19th. The grains closed mixed with July corn up a penny and three quarters at 783 and a quarter. Of note, December corn closed down 4 1/4 cents at 736. July wheat down 30 and a quarter cents at $12.50. And July beans up 27 and three quarter cents at 1690 and a half. The rumors this morning about Indonesia lifting their export ban on palm oil came to fruition. They made the announcement around 10 o'clock or so that this coming Monday they will lift the export ban on palm oil. That sent bean oil down another penny here today. It was down 3 cents yesterday, so that's a 4 cent drop in just, you know, 2 days out here. But the meal was the star. It was up $11, $11.30. You know, off the crush, you know, we could have been a lot lower on the beans. But, you know, every day it seems like the beans gain on the meal and oil, and the crush margins just not getting very strong out here from what I can see. So I think that's a bit of a problem moving forward. The meal was helped today by the strong export sales this morning. The oil was down, like I said, 102, despite the crude oil doing just the opposite of what it did yesterday. Yesterday, the crude was higher, moved $7, broke $7 and closed about $2.50 lower. Today, it was lower and then rallied $7, $7.50 to close up $2.62 a barrel. That rally didn't help bean oil at all out here. The dollar is down 111 ticks at 102.75. It's still way too high, even though we're 2 1/4 cents off the highs. It's still way too high, but at least it's moving in the right direction. I'm not really sure why the wheat was under so much pressure here today. The ratings last night on the tour were 39.7 versus 47.1 for the yields. Maybe not as bad as people thought. We've got all kinds of problems still up north. We've got problems southwest, but it looks like they're going to get some pretty decent rains. France has had some good rains. Funds maybe just moved this thing too high too quick. I think we talked about that yesterday. So we had another sell-off here today. Overall, the Dow Jones has been up and down all day here. Right now, it's down 167 points, but it's been higher, it's been lower, but we'll see. The export sales this morning certainly helped the beans, with China taking 392,000 metric tons of old crop. That was a help. They bought 544,000 metric tons of new crop. That helped the corn somewhat out here. But there's a lot of concern about prevent plant acres in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. And, you know, is that going to be offset by maybe bean acres moving into corn elsewhere? We'll have to see. Our farmers still going to try to plant corn regardless of the prevent plant dates because of the profitability that's there if they can get a crop. We'll have to see. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.